This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
What's the only thing better than getting all of your favorite groceries from Kroger delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes? That would be getting in-store prices on those groceries from the comfort of your couch, or your futon, or your kitchen table, or your daughter's beanbag that's unexpectedly comfortable. You can enjoy in-store prices on all of your faves at select Kroger locations and get delivery to your door in as fast as 30 minutes through Instacart. For a limited time, fees and in-store offer exclusions apply.
With the steam, Shaheed breaks through! Still going! A flag flies, Shaheed's going to take it all the way! Let's see if it stands!
Mavis from 42! Los Angeles Rams go to the championship game.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
Fox Sports and NBC, courtesy of the highlights, setting up. It's going to be an epic NFC championship game on Sunday afternoon in the Pacific Northwest. You can certainly make the arguments, and the Eagles were my team all season, and I was clearly wrong about that in the NFC. Clearly was wrong about that with the Eagles losing to the Niners on Wild Card Weekend. But there are many people, and you can argue that they're smarter than me, as it turned out, that these were the two best teams in football this season, regardless of conference. And that this is not just the NFC Championship game on Sunday, but this could be Super Bowl 60. That the winner of this game with the Rams and the Seahawks will win the Super Bowl and lift the Lombardi Trophy. How awesome is that? At BetMGM, the Seattle Seahawks, in between a 2.5 and a 3-point home favorite against the Rams, 46.5 is the total. That total has come down over the course of the week. So Seattle, not quite to 3, but more than a 2.5-point favorite, where if you want to lay 2.5 with Seattle, you're going to have to pay a little bit to make that bet on the Seattle Seahawks. Injury-wise, Zach Charbonnet is out for the season for the Seahawks with a torn ACL. Some people think that doesn't matter because Kenneth Walker's awesome, and like I do think Kenneth Walker's awesome. I do like Charbonnet as a short yardage back. I do think that this matters a little bit for Seattle. Not a lot, but I do think it matters. Sam Darnold limited in practice, but is expected to play. Obviously, the Seahawks would not be favored if Drew Lock were starting at quarterback. And the Seahawks might not have left tackle Charles Cross in this game, which obviously is a huge deal if he doesn't play. Didn't practice on Wednesday or Thursday. For the Rams, defensive lineman Byron Young didn't practice on Wednesday or Thursday. The Rams have said this is precautionary. We'll learn more today on the final injury report for the LA Rams. I have a pretty subjective handicap of this game. And, you know, if people out there, listeners and viewers, if you wanted to disagree with me on this one, I don't really know if there's much I could say, like, to really shake you from your strong opinion on the game. And it's the conversation that I had yesterday with Brian Baldinger on the show. So yesterday, the great Brian Baldinger, Odyssey Sports NFL insider, one of the most respected NFL voices, analysts ever, comes on the show and he picks the Seahawks to win the game. A perfectly reasonable opinion. Seattle's favored in the game. Seattle's coming off the demolition last week at home over the San Francisco 49ers. And then I asked Baldy a question. I said, what happens if the LA Rams play an A-plus game on Sunday? And Baldy said, I think the Rams will win. To be clear, the Rams have played nothing close to an A-plus game thus far this postseason. Barely beating the Panthers in Carolina on Wild Card Weekend, which is pretty disgraceful if you think about it. The Rams are way better than the Panthers. Carolina went 8-9 in the regular season, and the Rams barely beat them in Carolina Wild Card Weekend. And last week, the Rams beat the Bears, obviously. But you know who felt like they didn't play well and coach well in the game? Their head coach, Sean McVay. Because after they won, not after they lost, they won. And Sean McVay strides up to the postgame podium, and he says, I didn't put us in a position to win. And they won the game, and he still feels that way. So in my estimation, you got probably like a D Rams game on Wild Card Weekend. And they're like, let's be honest. What would you grade the Rams' performance last week against the Bears? C plus? B minus at absolute best for the LA Rams. And yet here they are on Championship Sunday. Look, I acknowledge. If, like many people do to Roman Reigns, one's in the air. My tribal chief. You bet on this Friday. If the Rams play and coach like they did against the Bears, play and coach like they did against the Panthers, they are going to get obliterated by the Seahawks. Like, I don't think the game's going to be close. Seattle will win by double digits if the Rams play and coach like they did against Chicago or against Carolina. What I will bet on is an A or A-plus game from Sean McVay, Matthew Stafford, and the Rams. And I can be wrong about this, right? It's my money. It's how I'm going to bet the game. I have felt like the Rams are better than Seattle all season. I bet them in the two regular season games, and we didn't necessarily go great. When it comes down to it, I trust Matthew Stafford way more than I trust Sam Darnold. Way more than I trust Sam Darnold. And in that game that the Rams lost on Thursday night towards the end of the regular season in Seattle, the Rams were the better team in that game. And whether you're a huge Seahawks fan or a Seahawks futures bettor, I don't even know what the argument to the contrary is there. It's a weird game where the Rams don't have their healthy offensive line, and they don't have Davante Adams in the game, and you have a strange sequence of events culminating in the ridiculous Zach Charbonnet two-point conversion that put Seattle over the finish line to win that game, and eventually put them in position to claim the NFC West and home field advantage, and thus hosting this game on Championship Sunday against the Rams. I think the Rams are better. I know Stafford's better than Darnold. And even if I think Mike McDonald is an A-plus defensive coach, Sean McVay is an A-plus offensive coach. And I trust the Rams. I trust Stafford, and I trust McVay to deliver in a big spot. Give me the LA Rams to go into Seattle and win on Sunday, setting up a Super Bowl 36 rematch, and setting up a Super Bowl 53 rematch. Patriots v. Rams, Sunday, February the 8th, in the Bay Area. On the other side, the guy who will be doing play-by-play for the game on Westwood One Sports on national radio, the legendary Kevin Harlan, will join the show to preview the Rams and the Seahawks and talk Championship Sunday with me, Nick Costos, and you, dear listener and dear viewer, you better you bet, Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.